Hi there. The word for you today is walking in your God-given identity. In Genesis 32:27, we read, "What is your name?" As they wrestled together, the angel of the Lord asked Jacob, "What is your name?" He answered, "Jacob." The angel said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob," which means deceiver, "but Israel," which means a prince with God, because you have struggled and have overcome. Hey, whatever you're struggling with today, by God's grace you can overcome and come out of it better and stronger. You know, God forced Jacob to look at his true identity. He wrestled him into a revelation of who and what he was, not who others said he was. His parents gave him his name, Jacob, and others called him by it. So he believed that's who he'd always be. Jacob means deceiver. But God had a different plan for him. And I want you to hear this. You are not who others say you are. Why should they name you? Determine who you are before God. Let him determine the level of your success. Why should others be allowed to live to their highest potential but not you? You are more than your past, more than your education or resume, more than the color of your skin, more than your bank account, and more than your circumstances. Tell those who talk down to you or try to devalue you, "You're confusing me with somebody else. God says I'm a prince, and if I'm a prince, then I have the right to be treated like one." You ask, "But is that really true?" Yes. The Bible says when you are a redeemed child of God, walking with the Lord, you are, listen to it, part of a royal priesthood. You're an overcomer. You're the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. So come on, dry your tears. Lift your head. Square your shoulders and begin walking in your God-given identity.